Let's begin with a word of prayer then. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening for the privilege of gathering together in your name. Thank you for the privilege of the Zoom technology that you made available to us. And Lord, we ask now that as we meet together in this way, that you would speak to our hearts through your word. And then as we share prayer requests and go to prayer, that you would listen and hear us and answer our prayers according to your will for your glory. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Okay, I'm going to turn live performance off so there's no echo. And I invite you to turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 18. Luke chapter 18, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 8. We've looked at this passage several times, I think, in the last several months, but there's a lot to be learned from it. If the Lord continues to lead this way, I plan to preach a series of messages on prayer. Since it is prayer meeting, I like to come back to that very often. I've entitled this series, Precious Prayer Principles and Promises. Oh yeah, love alliteration, okay? But with that in mind, how many of you have heard the old saying, prayer changes things? Everybody heard that? Okay. Understandably, our prayers are usually motivated by a need and are focused on asking God to change something in our or someone else's situation. You've probably heard the old saying, prayer changes things. As I gave a title to this message, I ended this common saying differently, not to deny the truth of that saying, but to underline another important principle. Prayer changes you. I know that if you are serious about praying and seeing God answer your prayers, then you are regularly asking yourself things like, what is the secret to getting my prayers answered? Should I be doing something different? What should I be asking for? Or even perhaps, why does God not seem to be answering my prayers? I've shared with you in the past that one thing I've discovered in my long journey of learning how to pray effectively is that the single most important factor in effective prayer is your personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Can I say that again? The single most important factor in effective prayer is your personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Notice what the Lord Jesus said in John chapter 15, verse 7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Wow, what an amazing promise. But notice the condition. Whenever you see an if, there's a condition there. So the condition is, if you abide in me, Jesus said, and my words abide in you. That's a big condition. That's an important one. So may I build on that principle a little today? I almost entitled this message, Why God Often Delays Answering Some of Our Most Important Prayer Requests. That's quite a long title, and we have dealt with it a little bit in the last few days. So I believe there are several reasons why God does delay answering a particular request, but probably the most important one is the fact that God uses our praying to change us. God uses delays in answering prayer to teach you patience and perseverance in prayer. So if you're not already there, would you turn to Luke chapter 18 and just listen, follow along in the Bible with your eyes as I read verses 1 through 8 aloud for us. Now, he was telling them a parable to show that at all times they ought to pray and not to lose heart, saying, in a certain city there was a judge who did not fear God and did not respect man. There was a widow in that city, and she kept coming to him, saying, give me legal protection for my opponent. For a while he was unwilling, but afterward he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect man, yet because this widow bothers me, I will give her legal protection. Otherwise, by continually coming, she will wear me out. And the Lord said, hear what the unrighteous judge said. Now, will not God, who, I hope you understand, is the righteous judge. Bring about justice for his elect who cry to him day and night, and will he delay long over them? I tell you that he will bring about justice for them quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? It's important to understand that in many worthwhile things in life, the only way to get better at something is to do it. What is it that God wants us to do according to this parable Jesus told? To persevere in prayer. How do you get perseverance? Well, by practicing perseverance again and again. Yep, you guess it, again. Okay. So we see that God uses delays in answering prayer to teach you patience and perseverance in prayer. Secondly, God uses delays in answering prayer to teach you faith. Keep in mind the difference between faith and sight. One good verse for this is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, where we read, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." If you have received the promised answer to your prayer, that's not faith, that's sight. You're seeing the answer. So that's not faith, that's sight. If you have not yet received the answer to your prayer, but you are trusting God to keep his promise, that is faith. So you can see then that delay stretches and grows your faith. It makes you exercise it. So we see that God uses delays in answering prayer to teach you perseverance in prayer and to teach us faith. Thirdly, God uses delays in answering prayer to reveal to you what your real motives are and to teach you what they should be. Why are you asking God for that particular prayer request to be answered? Do you just ask as a duty? In other words, you think that's what God wants, but it doesn't really thrill you to spend time regularly asking for it, especially if you've got to keep this up forever. Well, do you ask for that request because it will satisfy your convenience or your comfort or your peace of mind or perhaps some other selfish motive? The Lord wants to teach you what your real motive should be. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, I hope you've probably memorized. Whether then you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all, can you finish it? To the glory of God. So do you remember the Lord's Prayer, the pattern for praying that the Lord Jesus taught his disciples in Matthew 6:10? We are to pray, "Your kingdom come, your will be done." God wants to change your motives to asking so that God would be glorified and his will would be done through answering your prayer. I hope that when you pray, and I try to remember to do this when I pray, is to keep in mind, "Lord, I want your will to be done. So if I've not got this quite right, Lord, I'd rather you do your will rather than my will." So always keep that in mind when you're praying. So we see that God uses delays in answering prayer to teach you perseverance, faith, and right motives. Fourthly, God uses delays in answering a particular prayer to teach you submission to his will. This is a bit related to the previous point, but there's a bit of a difference. A delay makes you ask, "Am I asking for the right thing? Or is this his will?" Think about this for a moment. God always does what is absolutely good and right. If you're not asking for what is according to God's will, you are asking for something that is not good and right. So what do you do if the Lord shows you that what you are asking for it is not according to his will? Well, let's look to the Lord Jesus for his perfect example. In fact, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21, we read, "For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps." So we know we're supposed to follow his example. That's pretty clear. So Luke chapter 22, verses 41 and 42, we see what it is, what example we are to follow here. And he, speaking of Jesus, withdrew from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and began to pray. Saying, Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done. There's his example, and we're supposed to follow that example. Make a conscious decision to submit your will to God in every specific request, as well as in every other area of your life. It's easy to glibly say to God, not my will, but yours be done, without having any particular desire in mind. But it is altogether a different matter when you're faced with a particular, specific desire, and then to really mean it, as you say, not my will, but yours. On the other hand, what do you do if the Lord shows you that what you are asking is according to his will? Then you will be able to ask in faith, knowing that God will grant your petition. James chapter 1 and verse 6 says this. And in fact, let me let you have time to find that. Okay, I'm zipping through these passages, but give you a little time to find James chapter 1. James 1 verse 6, but he must ask in faith without any doubting. For the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea driven and tossed by the wind. Okay, now putting together what we've already understood, you have to make sure that what you are asking for is according to his will. How do you do that? Well, you search the scriptures, make sure that what you're asking for is in line with God's will, God's person, God's ways. And if you can be sure that that's what it is, then you can ask in faith, and don't do any doubting. Just ask in faith. Mark chapter 11, verse 24, the Lord Jesus said, therefore I say to you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted you. So the Lord Jesus is saying, ask, believing that they will be given to you. Why? Because God is a good God, and he promised, and you're asking according to his will. Therefore, you can ask in faith, without doubting. Now, how about things that you're not quite sure if it's God's will? Because there are some things that we know are good, but they may not necessarily be God's will for you at this time. Well, then you're not asking in faith knowing that that's going to be answered, but you can ask in faith knowing that he will answer something. You'll either answer yes, or actually not yet, or not for you, or something else. But God is listening, and he will answer. So just to clarify the difference between those. So we see that God uses delays in answering prayer to teach you perseverance, faith, right motives, and submission to God's will. Finally, God uses delays in answering prayer to give you a heart like his. You will enter into the burden and compassion and desire that God has in each request. You will begin to have his heart in the back. That is the goal. That's the goal. Christian, do you long for God to answer your prayers? Then submit yourself to the Lord's school of prayer, if you want to call it that. Let him teach you and change you, so that you can be changed to be what God wants you to be, and think like God wants you to think, and see God answer. in glorious ways for his glory.